Harper Audio presents Desert Raiders by Sean Clark, read by Sean Barrett.
This book has been kindly donated to RNIB free of charge by HarperCollins. We're very grateful for this generosity, which enables us to make more high-quality unabridged audiobooks available to blind and partially sighted people. This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Prelude. "It's one hell of a sight to behold," Lieutenant Derek Dirk Greaves said, shading his eyes with his hand. "Very impressive indeed." The camp was located just outside Mesa Briga, in Libya's vast Cyrenaica desert. It was a sprawling collection of tents, lean-tos, makeshift huts and caravans, overflowing with the men of the 7th Armoured Division and Selby Force, 4th Indian Division, 6th Australian Division, Royal Electrical and Mechanical Engineers, RIMI, Royal Army Medical Corps, RAMC, Sappers, a Cypriot Labour Battalion, and the hundreds of ragged Italian 10th Army soldiers packed into POW cages near the southern perimeter. Though holding a vast array of artillery and tanks, the camp was also protected by British infantry divisions, spread out in a defensive line consisting of a series of boxes, slit trenches for the infantry, gun pits for the artillery, surrounded by barbed wire and minefields. Though these were far away, well spread out, and out of sight. The camp itself, Greaves noticed, was ringed with the 25-pounders of the Royal Horse Artillery, an equal number of British 6-pounders, Bofors, anti-aircraft guns, stone sangers manned by teams equipped with Bren guns, and 0.5...